My arm was up like someone was pulling me, and one of my feet was dragging behind me, and the other foot wasn't moving. At points, I would try to pull back, and my eyes were glazed over. It's like every time I'd start to fall back, I'd be yanked forward again by an unseen force. I ended up in the hospital for a week.
That is just part of what you'll hear in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, available at ghostpodcast.com and through Patreon. Want more? Let's go back to the beginning. I think my family is a paranormal hub. I'm completely comfortable with you reading everything I write. With that being said, I think I should get started. To begin, let me explain some important dates. I was born exactly 59 years after my grandfather, on January 6. He passed away on May 3, 1995, on my uncle's birthday before I was born. When I turned 14, my parents decided to move from my stepfather's job in the city. We moved to Warsaw, Missouri. At the time, his job was in Kansas City, but it was a 2.5-hour drive away, one way. We moved over the summer, and my parents let me stay with my stepfather's parents. We were very close, and I looked at them as if they were my biological grandparents. Until a week before school started in the city, before I had moved, they decided to remodel the house and paint the walls. Well, the night prior to painting my room, they accidentally left the window open, and we had a huge rainstorm, so they had to bring in a big floor fan, working to dry the carpet as they painted. My mother had stepped outside with my sister, who's 6 years older than me, to smoke a cigarette, and my stepfather stayed inside because he wanted to finish the room for me. He had his back turned to the doorway and was facing the closet, painting around the doors, as he felt someone staring at him, and he heard the floor creak. Thinking it was my mother, he said without looking behind him, "Pam, quit!" He's a former Marine and can't stand people watching him for too long. As he told her to stop, the door shut. Thinking that the fan could have blown it shut, or had she shut it, he thought nothing of it. I went on, opened it as he did. The closet door cracked open just a little bit. By this point, he was a little spooked, but brushed it off as the fan was high-powered. He went back to painting, and as soon as he did, my bedroom door slammed shut so hard it shook the frame of the house. Now spooked out of his mind, he ran to open it, and as he was opening it, he was yelling at my mother, saying, "That's not fucking funny. Don't do it again." When he opened the door, he realized he was in the house alone. Then to make sure, he looked outside to see my mother and sister at the end of the driveway, smoking a cigarette. Later on that night, my mother asked him if anything weird had happened to him in the house, to which his answer was yes. She asked where it happened in the house, but he told her he didn't want to tell her because he thought she might think he was crazy. My mom told him she would tell him if he would tell her, where he felt it on the count of three. At the end of the count, they both said Remy's room. With that being said, there were multiple times my drawers would open on their own, my dresser and desk both seemed to have something controlling it. At one time, while we were all playing Uno around the dinner table enjoying a family time, we heard a loud thud. My stepdad runs back there with me in pursuit. We opened my bedroom door to find my top dresser drawer had come out of the dresser and was lying perfectly face down. All of my clothes still folded, exactly how I put them. I could always feel something or someone staring at me in my room. I would have that heavy sense of dread come over me any time I'd be in my room in the dark, but especially when my back was turned. This is where some people discredit my story as being scared of the dark, but I haven't been scared of the dark since about 2004. I suffered from depression since I was 12, and moving only deepened it. Although both my parents loved me and encouraged me to come out and go out with them, I found myself isolating myself in my room more and more, to the point my parents didn't know what to do with me. My mom told me I was turning into a little freak, and something in my head just said, "Remy, you know what to do. What you need to do. So do it." I waited until my parents pulled out of the driveway, went into their room, telling my sister I had left something of mine in there. I thought I grabbed a bottle of Benadryl and a bottle of 325 milligram aspirin. I sneaked it past my sister, and once in my room, I locked my dog out and started taking the pills handful by handful. After that, I went to sleep, so I wouldn't have to deal with the after effects. My parents got home. My dog was barking and whining at my door and throwing himself against it, trying to get in. My mom called for me and got no answer. Finally, she said, "Get out here and get your dog." She said with that, my door came open, but neither of my hands were in a position to open it. And then I came down the hall. Here's the strange part. I had no way of getting down the hole, and no memory of this. It's solely her and my stepfather's recollection of the event. When I came down the hall, I wasn't walking. My mother said my arm was up like someone was pulling me, and one of my feet was dragging behind me, and the other foot wasn't moving. At points, I would try to pull back, and my eyes were glazed over. It's like every time I'd start to fall back, I'd be yanked forward again by an unseen force. I ended up in the hospital for a week. The question here is, who or what is the unseen force that likely saved this individual's life? And also, what happened in the home after she recovered? Don't miss this story in EPP 221 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Hear the full thing at ghostpodcast.com, or you can sign up through Patreon. The link is at ghostpodcast.com. When you sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person, you'll get access to this episode and all 221 bonus episodes and every new one every single week. You also get access to advanced episodes of the program weeks before they go public. You'll get a free e-copy of our book. You'll also have access to a FastPass email address where you can get your stories to me faster and get to the front of the line for consideration on the show. That and more, including bonus video content at ghostpodcast.com. Support our program. Keep us on the air. Go to ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for supporting Real Ghost Stories Online.